Well met, fellow adventurers. Once again, we are back with Sir Croakington, and we are going deeper into Wackner's Mad. We're now to level 11. You stagger forward, struggling to maintain your balance, as you suddenly realise your surroundings have changed. Pausing to get your bearings, you realise you're now standing in a dark stone corridor, on level 11 of the perilous maze known as Wackner's Mad. And these are the 10 skull pyramid that leads the way up. If I ever need to go up, this is the way. Alright, making my way east. The air is uncomfortably warm on the 11th level of Wackner's deadly labyrinth. Alright, what's making it warm? Okay, I'm very near the south side of the dungeon. And we've got little alcoves to the east, west and south. I'll check out the south one. Scrawled onto the northern wall at the end of the passage is a short but unnerving message. The message, apparently etched in haste, reads, "Trap. Leave now." A date is etched directly below the scroll, seemingly indicating this unsettling message was scratched onto the wall over 800 years ago. Okay, so I'm guessing someone found some artifacts of Wackner himself that were still hanging around and hadn't been, you know, acquired by, well, presumably the Grey Circle, ultimately. Because they would be very interested in these things. And those things are very powerful and dangerous in the world hand. So you want to store them safely in the Tower of Ashpia so they can't cause any problems. And that when we need them, to say, make a wing of greater warding, we have them. But explored the mad, managed to get this far down. Then the mad fixed itself afterwards, because apparently it can do that. Just can, because mad. It's magic. But apparently this is as far as he got. Or she got. I would say they, but they in a singular but not of a fixed gender, because I'm almost certain it wouldn't be more than one person, because most wings of wardings are very, very difficult to get. So you probably never have more than one person going down here. And that is probably part of Wackner's plan as well. That whoever gets down here can solve all the puzzles, fight all the monsters, pass whatever moral challenges he sets up, and probably have various things happen, which means that Wackner or whatever things he has left to watch over have an idea of what sign of person he is, and if the right kind of person, morally, intellectually, physically, and in every other way, they could finally go to the Shadow Path and close it for good. Because apparently he can't close it himself. Because maybe he just opened it too wide. Or maybe it's one of those things where it requires two people to close because it's just so big. And if he tried to close it on his own, he'd use up all his naval reserve. And only close a little way and then jump back out again. Something like that. Who knows? Who knows? But well, he did close it, But he could only close it on this side. He couldn't destroy it. So what happened was presumably Woundskin, we're pretty sure it's Woundskin. It could be others, have just went smashed into the portal, and apparently it's a wibbly wobbly timey wimey, and from this gave them a clue for where to look, to how to gate to this world or something. Who knows? Anyhow, one person got down here, they left this clue. Alright, what's the Eastern Alcove say? Oh, inverted pyramid form or oration, obviously. It can't do anything yet, I've literally just started this floor. Okay, let's go north. Okay, I go north, and then the path splits into an 8 on its side. Suddenly. Picking a number. Bonus of 49. 19 from thievery, 20 from aura, 10 from luck. Got to get 65 rewards. Up to 65 now. Pick now. 58. Failure. You've unwittingly sprung a sinister trap. A broad column of crimson flame erupts from the floor of the passage directly beneath your fleet. No, your feet. It's below fleets. If there are any fleets around, it's way below that. The deadly because fleets kind of have to be on the surface because submarines haven't been invented yet. Yeah, well, okay, they can go below the surface when they're sunk, but they're not really any good then. The deadly inferno instantly engulfs you in its deadly firestorm. You struggle to stave off the more devastating effects of the deadly flames. Picking a number. Bonus of 29. 19 from body, 20 from spirit. Got to get 60 or more or be badly burnt. Rather than it's a little bit burnt. Pick now. 94. Success. You manage to resist the deadlier effects of the flames, but still sustain moderate damage. 5. 5 damage taken. Thankful to survive your encounter with the snare, you vow to remain on your guard as you set out to continue your exploration of the ancient maze. Okay. Alright, make my way round. Oh, this is a trap check again. And it passed. 16 XP to thievery. Alright, let's read it the first time. Your well-practiced skill of thievery, combined with your innate sense of danger and a little luck, has just helped you detect and avoid a deadly trap. After carefully marking the snare, so be certain not to trigger it, you once again resume your exploration, now more wary than ever, that with each step taken along these ancient corridors is fraught with peril. Oh, trap check, and it passed for 16 XP to thievery. 6 Neville Reserve Drains when I go down the middle of the 8. Trap check, passed, 16 XP to thievery. Trap check, passed, 16 XP to thievery. Okay, making my way. Keep going north. 4 Neville Reserve has been drained. No problem, I've still got 82 left. And I'm right down the middle of another 8 on its side. 6 Neville Reserve has been drained. Suddenly, a strange feeling comes over you, as if your energy is being slowly drained away. 5 Neville Reserve drained. Alright, well, fortunately, I'm near the top now. Trap check. Failed. Alright, more flame. 52 is a failure. Flame comes out. Same check for damage as before. 126 is success. And I only take 6 damage this time. The text is the same as the first time. 1 Neville Reserve drain down the middle of the 8. Trap check. Passed. 82 experience to thievery. Alright. 6 Neville Reserve drained. Maybe I shouldn't explore every square, but... Well, 1 Neville Reserve drained. Okay. And now near to the top. We've got the path splits off to three question marks in a row. Alright. In a row, left to right. And in the middle, you're standing in the northern end of the corridor you've been following. To the east and west are small alcoves. Sit against the wall here, continually glittering and releasing a dim golden light as a large metal plate. Alright, it's a large metal chest. Well, we got a sparkling gold key on the last floor? Floor before that? Well, I've got to check. Yeah, I got that on floor 10. And it's fortunately it's on the recently used thing, so I can use it quickly. Alright, 32 experience to general. I mean, that means that was the right thing to do. Or at least the wrong thing to do in an interesting way. The moment you insert and twist the sparkling key, the entire chest, your key included, vanishes in a flash of shimmering golden light. Well, that's not how a key's supposed to work. A key's supposed to help you get into a place, not disappear the place. If you had a house key that did that, you would be furious. There you are, you go into your house, you put in the key, it goes, boop, your house disappears. That'd be the sort of thing that Locky would do. Make it so your house key makes your house disappear, along with all your stuff. And your food. And your family. And maybe your dog. No. On the ground, in a spot previously occupied by the glittering chest, is a pair of gloves. A closer examination reveals the gloves to be made out of dragon hide. Each glove has been emblazoned with several flames. Realising immediately the gloves will likely prove to be of some importance, you take possession of them. Alright, if they're here, then they're probably going to be of use. Let's have a look at them. Alright, they provide just one stamina points. So whatever their use is, it's not for fighting everything. Maybe just specific things. Or maybe operating some things. Each of these dragonhide gloves has been emblazoned with several flames. So I thought something made out of dragonhide would have a little more stamina points, but yeah, guess it's just not particularly good dragonhide. And of course they are magical, because this is Ragnar's Mad. Everything is magical. Okay, let's check out the eastern alcove. You're standing in an alcove just to the east of the passage you've been following. Set into the back wall of the alcove is a hand-shaped impression. The expression is almost exactly the same size as your own hand, which is convenient for Sir Crokington. Guess they remade it especially for her. Because remember, she's a toad, thus her hands are really small. Place your hand in impression. You place your hand in impression on the wall, but nothing happens. What if I equip those gloves? Because equip the flame emblazoned gloves. Place your hand in impression. 128 experience to general. The instant you place your hand inside the impression, a jolt runs through your arm, sending you staggering back from the wall. A sheet of crimson flame shoot up to cover the wall, forcing you to retreat to the far side of the chamber to avoid being singed. As the flames subside and ultimately disappear, you're surprised to discover the impression into which you placed your hand is now gone. I guess that's a good thing. Okay, there's now the question marks in the centre and the east are gone. Now let's go west. You're standing in a small alcove just to the west of the passage you've been following. Set into the back wall of the alcove is a hand-shaped impression. The impression is almost exactly the same size as your own hand. Place your hand inside the impression. 128 experience to general. The instant you place your hand inside the impression, a jolt runs through your arm, sending you staggering back from the wall. A sheet of crimson flame shoot up to cover the wall, forcing you to retreat to the far side of the chamber to avoid being singed. as the flames subside and ultimately disappear, surprised to discover the impression to which you pressed your hand is now gone. Suddenly, the emblazoned gloves on your hand burst into flames. You hurriedly shed the gloves, casting them onto the floor at your feet, where they are promptly consumed by a furious blaze. In a matter of moments, a small pile of ash is all that remains. Right, the flaming blazing gloves are gone. They didn't last very long. In fact, they may be, I think they're probably the shortest, the piece of equipment you get that lasts the shortest amount of time ever. From somewhere far off in the distance, the telltale roar and crackle of a large fire reaches your ears, before quickly fading to silence. Well, okay, of course, now I can re-equip my former gloves. Okay, exploration status, large number of wandering foes remain. Alright, just going up and down the dungeon. Oh, a question mark has appeared on the map. Between the bottom of the lower eight on its side, and the three alcoves at the bottom, a broad towering wall of crimson and orange flames blocks the passage to the south. You make several attempts to get close to the fire in an effort to find a way through the barrier, but each time you're forced to retreat from the deadly blaze. It's just too hot, and going through it would be too stupid. You're but certain the fire that has sealed you into the labyrinth's 11th level is magical in nature. Overcome by a sinking feeling, you're trapped here. You turn and head back north along the corridor. Yes, it's a bad thing, because the way up and the way down are beyond those flames. And there's no special get out of Wagner's free item you can use. And you can't say return to your residence button. And any other items you get would be tied to being in a safe place. And this is an officially safe place, with safe on the top of the page. And this is very much not a safe place, because nowhere is safe in Wagner's Mad. Although, admittedly, they come very close to safe once you've cleared out all the wandering foes and solved the puzzle on a level. But that doesn't mean it can't suddenly become dangerous again. Alright, well, with wandering foes, your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wagner's Labyrinth. A deafening roar fills the passage as a wall of crimson flame rises up before you. You instinctively fall back and assume a defensive stance as the blazing barrier swiftly transforms into a fearsome being of fire. Alright, that I can deal with. Just walls of fire? Don't know how to... Don't really can't deal with those right now. Probably could if I was given a lot of time to think it over, because I do happen to be a master of elementalism. Howling like, but this is special fire, so I'd probably just zoop up again. They'll probably just make another one if I were to get rid of it in anything other than the way you're supposed to. Howling like a raging gale, the elemental fiend surges along the passage, reaching out to envelop you in its deadly, fiery grip. Alright, so we don't really know what shape this being is. It has a grip, but lots of things can grip. Octopuses can grip, bats can grip, eagles can grip. So it could be anything. It's just a fearsome being of fire. It might not even be consistent. The fire elemental swells as it rapidly attempts to envelop you. And it is slain. 13 XP. Thankful to survive the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear for once again setting off through the labyrinth. Alright, we're into the... Alright, this is a greater fire elemental, which it has the exact same text leading up to it. Probably has a bit more HP, a bit more, you need a bit more higher MR to plus 3 it. Violent swells, swells rapidly as it attempts to envelop you, but it is slain. 14 XP, yeah. It's tight, little bit higher MR, I can tell because I got more XP. Thankful to survive the encounter. You spend several moments checking over your gear before once again setting off through the labyrinth. Okay, this is just a regular fire elemental. This one's in the middle. We've had the lesser, we've had the greater, and this is just a regular, run-of-the-mill, average Joe fire elemental doing its 9-to-5. Doing its 9-to-5, it clocks in, it burns some people, it clocks out. No biggie. Anyway. I'm going to put it out now. And it is slain. 13 XP. Thankful to survive the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear, once again setting off through the labyrinth. Another fire elemental. Just going to quick combat that. Another 13 XP. Right, this is a greater fire elemental. Quick combat. And 14 XP, just like the last one. Another fire elemental, quick combat, 13 XP. Sizable number of wandering foes remain. And, the blaze is still up. I'm guessing, just because it's the only thing I can do, lesser fire elemental turns to 13 XP once it is put out. Fire elemental, put it out. Another fire elemental, I've put that out. Yes, because I'm a fire stopper. Twisted fire stopper. No, it doesn't work. Exploration status, fair number of wandering foes remain. Lesser fire elemental, 13 XP from that. Yeah, I'm just going to quick combating them all now. Went into battle rage with that one. Stop being so hot! You're getting me through my limited supply of water very quickly! Or something like that. And also, I just got used to it being really dark here. And then, I'm going to put you out, and it's going to be, I'm going to be accustomed to it being bright. Then it's going to be dark and I won't be able to see a thing. And then just when I've got used to it being dark, another one of you is going to turn up, almost blind me, and I won't be able to see barely a thing because it'll be too bright. So I put you out, then it'll be too dark. God, my pupils don't contract that quickly. Stop changing the level of light so much. Or something like that. Quick combat. 13 XP.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And a lesser fire elemental, and that's 13 XP. Fire elemental, 13 XP. Thankful to survive the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear for once again setting off through the labyrinth. Exploration status, a dwindling number of wandering foes remain. Yet we're definitely making progress, because fortunately Ragnar decided to put a finite amount of fire elementals in here, rather than, you know, just have the fire elemental producing thing just constantly make them. And then put the thing to turn it off on a different floor. Because remember, this dungeon is designed to be solvable. Both in and out of universe. I mean, in Mundania, obviously, the people who make Mafios had to make the game solvable. Because that'd just be weird. To make a puzzle that can't be solved, because then you wouldn't be able to get further down and see what's there. But also, Wagner had to make the labyrinth solvable, and he could very easily have made an unsolvable labyrinth. He had to make it solvable so someone, the white someone, could get down to the bottom of the labyrinth and help him close this portal from all ends. Both ends, seal it off forever. Just deal with it once and for all, and then he won't be Ragnar the Mad. He'll be the Ragnar. He stuck with it for 1,000 years, and he finally fixed it. He'll be Ragnar the Redeemed. Yes, but that means someone has to get to the bottom of this, and it can't be just anyone, because if someone who isn't the absolute hero of their age gets down there, they'll probably just get mind controlled and turned into some sort of apocalyptic starting event. So yeah, that would be a bad thing, because considering what comes through that shadow path, you don't want anyone down here, for their sake and for the sake of the world, who is not one of the greatest heroes of the age. We're talking Tally's level here. Someone on Tally's level. Apparently this is one of the few places that Tally's hasn't been. Which is pretty impressive. We're doing something even Tally's has never done. All these floors, 10 floors, and we've never once saw Tally's was here. Because Tally's has not been here. And that's pretty impressive. Because he's been bleeding everywhere. I mean, we found him in Tarn. We found him in the ruins, the sewers under Pakwur. We found him in that cave near Hawklaw. It's probably a few other places. I don't think anyone's ever actually made a list of all the places where Tally's was. But oh well, maybe it's just a fun thing to do for the wiki project. Just list of places Tally's has been. And of course, probably while you do that, you'd also include all the mentions of Tally's previous adventures. Well, let's see. You could get mentions of his previous adventures from all the items in Tally's trading post. I've got a limit to things that refer to actual adventures rather than just things he acquired. Because Tally's is a hero of the greatest hero of the age. People give him stuff. He just gets things when you're that heroic. People give you stuff because they also think, well, it might be cursed, but if it does cause a problem, Tally's can handle it. Probably safest place to put things. And he has so many enchantments on his trading post that even if something is crazy cursed, it's not going to cause a problem. Yeah, so then of course he gets things that aren't really associated with the adventure. This is your reward. This was got from another person doing another adventure that was almost but not quite as exciting as the adventure you just did. Yeah, yes. Something to do. Make a page just detailing list of Tally's previous confirmed adventures. Of course, there'd be plenty that aren't mentioned, because this is Tally's, and he has been everywhere. Well, everywhere except here. Yeah, everywhere except here. Oh, lesser fire elemental. Quick combat. 13 XP. Alright, we're near to close to half an hour. Lesser fire elemental. Quick combat. 13 XP. Going, keep going, keep going. Exploration status. Still a dwindling number, just had a big gap. Lesser fire elemental. Crit combat, 13 experience. Ugh, my water's gonna be a... Oh my. This looks difficult. Suddenly, an ear-shattering roar echoes along the passage as a massive... fire elemental rises up before you. The fearsome beast being a flame, his blazing head scraping along the corridor ceiling, strides in your direction, its broad, burning hands reaching out for you. Your first instinct, in the face of this towering terror, is to flee. It's a towering fire elemental. It's got purple difficulty, which means it's a 12 or 13 to roll. I'm not sure whether that's because it's scaled or because it just happens to be that powerful. What if I equip something way less powerful? Nah, it's scaled. It's scaled. I equip something way less powerful and it's still 13. Your weapon is ineffective against this enemy. What about the Wand of Dragonfire? A deafening roar fills the passage. Fills the air as a powerful breath of fire explodes from the tip of your iron wand. Your enemies consumed by the ravaging flames, taking 94 points of damage. And that doesn't even take off 1% of its health. So this thing has more than 10,000 health. You are not supposed to fight this. Which is admittedly what the game just told you. It told you, run. Run. And also there's the message that you saw on the wall. The towering fire elemental roars as it projects a column of flame. Okay, run away. The towering fire elemental roars as it projects a column of flame at you. You're engulfed by the flames of your enemy, but only 13 damage. Could have done much worse than that if it was really into it. You fled. You take flight from the towering fire elemental. Narrowly dodging the broad sweep of the blazing giant's fiery hand. With a loud hiss, the fearsome elemental being vanishes behind a billowing column of dark smoke, leaving you alone in the dark, in the passage. Whew, okay. Just gonna heal myself a bit after that. Small wonder of wandering... A number of wandering foes remain. One of which is that. A lesser fire elemental. Yeah, so we've got lots of easy peasy fire elemental. Greater fire elemental. Oh, a wood icon has appeared in my inventory. I guess I'll be... If I remember, I'll be identifying that once I get out. Once I've finished this floor. And if I don't, it'll probably happen in the next episode. If I keep forgetting, it might happen in the episode after that. Or maybe even after that. But, yeah, I might just accidentally identify it off mic. Which is, well, that happens. They're not that exciting. Factual survived the encounter. You spent several moments checking over your gear, once again setting off through the labyrinth. Small number of wandering foes remain. Lesser fire elemental turns into 13 XP. Lesser Fire Elemental. 13 XP. Going up and down this corridor, hoping I'd bump into the Tang Fire Elemental, just a regular Fire Elemental, which gives you 13 XP, and it just did. Oh my. Towering Fire Elemental. An ear-piercing roar echoes along the passage as a massive Fire Elemental rises up before you. The fearsome being of flame, its blazing head scraping along the corridor ceiling, strides in your direction, its broad, burning hands reaching out for you. Your forced on instinct in the face of this towering terror is to flee. So I will! You take flight from the towering Fire Elemental, narrowly dodging the broad sweep of the blazing giant's fiery hand with a loud hiss. The fearsome elemental being vanishes behind a billowing column of dark smoke, leaving you alone in the passage, for now. Very few wandering foes remain, but we know what one of them is, and it's just caught up with me again, but I ran away quickly. For while it is very strong and very tough, apparently isn't that fast or that motivated. Which is for the best, as Wacknar intended. Lesser Fire Elemental, quick combat, 13 XP. Lone wandering foe were made. Oh, wait. The question mark that blocked me off has moved. I'm guessing. You're not supposed to slay the... You're not supposed to kill the unkillable thing. Alright. Can I bump it, burst into that foe again? Just going to check. Wandering around. Maybe it went somewhere else. Where's it? Where are you, Towering Fire Elemental? Just checking you're still here. Oh, maybe you moved. Okay, there's a question mark between the three alcoves to the south. 256 experience to general. The ghostly image of Yersin, the envoy of the Grey Mage, and the man who revealed to you the location of the labyrinth stands in the centre of the passage. As you draw near to his flickering apparition, the tall, broad-shouldered emissary turns in your direction. Yersin's image begins to speak, but no sound escapes from his moving lips. You immediately observe that his usually stoic expression is now unmistakably tinged with fear. His eyes widen as he continues his silent attempt to communicate with you. But after only a few more seconds, his apparition suddenly vanishes. Next time, try some non-verbal communication. I don't know, maybe hold up a sign? Alright, or maybe just a picture or something. I don't know. I would say use sign language, but I'm not sure if Sir Croakington knows sign language. I would say it probably hasn't been invented yet. Well, at least not a formalized sign language. You wonder what it was Yersin was trying to tell you. Probably something that was very important. But, oh well, probably something very dangerous is coming. But I'll know what it is when I bump into it and it tries to kill me. Now, the thing is, whatever's very dangerous, it can't be something in the something native to the labyrinth, because nobody knows what's in the labyrinth. It must be something from the world above. Some of the scheming within the Grey Circle, they know I'm there, and they're making plans. Perhaps to ambush me the instant I get out of Wackler's Mad, and are presumably at the weakest I'm ever going to possibly be. You know, because I just went through Wackler's Mad and whatever crazy stuff's there. You wonder what it was Yersin was trying to tell you. We won't know. Alright, and to the south. That's the same message as before. East, there's the alcove, the inverted pyramid formation. Expanding it, you place your hand into a hand-shaped impression just below the engraved skulls. Oh, we've passed 40 minutes. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression, and for a fleeting moment, the entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 384 experience to general. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorned its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Wackner's perilous labyrinth has just been unlocked. Alright, well, I'll go down and just see what's there. Alright, you stagger forward, struggling to maintain your balance as you suddenly realise your surroundings have changed. Pausing to get your bearings, you realise you're now standing in a stark stone corridor on level 12 of the perilous maze known as Wackner's Mad. Alright, okay, this looks to be quite a large floor. Because from what I can see, there looks to be a circle, an outer circle, which I'm in, and then there's an inner circle as well. So I'm going to have to... Yeah, it looks like this will be quite a lot of stuff to do in this floor. And that'll probably take me well past an hour. I mean, I could do it, but nah. We'll leave investigating floor 12 to next time. Alright, making my way out. Alright. Wackner's Fabled Labyrinth, we've got a way out. No ambush yet, but maybe later. They can't get me in the labyrinth, because to survive in the labyrinth, you need one of those Wings of Greater Warding, and those are almost impossible to make. Yeah, unless perhaps you say have an alliance with one of the greatest Neverall conquer people whose resources of dozens of Neverall realms at his disposal and absolutely wants me. Yeah, you know, someone like Woundskin, I guess they could probably... Yeah, they could probably get a... They could probably figure out how to make a Ring of Warding, or at least a Ring of... Maybe not a Ring of Greater Warding, but a Ring of Enough Warding. Maybe not quite as effective as... Maybe not quite as effective as the one that Sir Crokington has, but good enough to go... Good enough to go into the Mad after Sir Crokington. Let him deal with all the traps and the monsters. And then you just wait until he's exhausted and go, stabby times! It's stabby times. And no one can help you. Because nobody else can even come here. I'm not even sure you're what. Here. You'll just be lost here. Forever. Farewell, Sir Crokington. No one will ever be quite sure what happened to you. They will think perhaps you fled. Bye bye. And then he steps onto a platform and just zooms out. Yeah, I mean, that could happen. Maybe that's what Yersin's warning me about. That Glenoris is planning to sneak into Wackner's Mad and kill me. Because that's totally the sort of thing he'd do. Yeah, but does he even know where Wackner's Mad is? Who knows? Maybe. I mean, but it is. I mean, he will have a lot of spies in the Tower of Ashbeer, and we know at least the Grey Mage and Yersin know where it is. Maybe just them two, but it's probably others. I mean, if you have really good spies, you could probably just spy on the Grey Mage telling Yersin where it is. And some of these spies, with really good divination, you could just get it directly out of Yersin. Alright, back to the Spruce Smasher. Okay, yep. Anyway, move away from here. Call off. Back to Ashlar to have a little nap after all of that stuff. Now, we previously got an item. Let's identify it. Use Arcania. The wood icon of the troll. And 16 XP for Arcania for identifying it. That's my second wood icon of the troll. If you put that on a imbuable item, you get one extra stamina point, one extra might, but that would still make it weaker than stuff you can just find. This small, square, glowing icon is crafted out of solid wood. It's obvious this strange object is not of this world. The likeness of an enraged swamp troll is affixed. It is etched onto its surface. You may affix this Neville icon. Anyway. And that's the description that I must have read several times. Okay, that is it for today. We are next time down to floor 12. And until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.